Strange Brain Radio, Episode 4, 7-2-2005. Earlier this week, I mentioned there would be no episode due to a death in the family. She was my wife's grandmother, Esther. She was 95. Esther had always been nice to me, but secretly I suspected she didn't think I was good enough for her granddaughter. I could hardly fault her for sharing my opinion. Anyway, my wife was taking it pretty hard, and my oldest son wasn't helping things. Abstract concepts like sympathy and compassion are pretty difficult feelings for six-year-olds to grasp. I was trying to make the case that we all needed to be extra good during this time. I wasn't doing a very good job. As the funeral approached, I began to worry. My wife had never said goodbye to a loved one before, much less someone as dear as Esther. If my son didn't have it together at the funeral, I feared a meltdown was imminent. The day before the funeral, my son caught me in the basement doing laundry. After several minutes, he insightfully asked, "Why are you upset, Dad?" "Because great-grandma died." "But she was Mama's grandma." "Yes, but if Mama's hurting, then so am I." He thought about that for a moment. Then he offered me a bite of his popsicle. I smiled at him and said, "That's compassion." He replied, "No, Dad. It's banana." I have little to offer an angel. All I have is my thanks and a song. Thank you for raising a beautiful little girl and teaching her how to be a wonderful wife and mother. This song was released when you were just a little girl. I hope it brings back memories. And when I listen to it, I'll remember who gave me my angel. Take care, Casimir.